All right, we are recording.
Good morning, it's Thursday, October 3rd, 2024, and this is the board meeting of the Leon County Research and Development Authority. I don't think we have any guests. Peggy?
Steph.
Stephanie Chile with Talcor is our guest. We don't have anyone, I don't think, online. Any modifications to the agenda?
Nope.
We got, received no public comment?
We did not.
Okay, I'd like to see if we can get approval of the meeting minutes from August 1st.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Have y'all had a chance to look at the consent agenda?
Moves consent.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Let me jump in here. This is a really unusual budget. I'd like to see the budget committee report pulled, and maybe we're talking about it down in the treasurer's report and stuff, but I think the budget committee should have their report pulled.
8D, David, is me walking through the budget presentation.
Yep.
So, but if, yep. Either way, whatever you want to do.
Do you want to follow, or do you just want him to go through it?
That's good.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Consent is approved. David, you want to do the treasurer's report?
I am ready. We have the data available to us through 11 months, and not much has changed since our last report. We continue to have issues with revenues exceeding plan, but not enough to make us profitable. We also have a good report on expenses being under plan. That's good, but again, not enough to make us profitable. We were some $124,000 favorable on revenue through 11 months and $119,000 favorable on less expenses than we had planned. Combined, about $160,000 better than budget, but still a $224,000 loss for the 11 months. We combined that with another $159,000 loss for NFIL, and we ended up with a $384,000 loss through 11 months. Those trends continue in a downward path. I would expect that we will see our revenues fall dramatically now that we have moved all our properties to the two universities, but our expenses will come down. But in either case, we still won't be in a favorable position. At the end of the period, our cash is still looking good. We had almost $2 million in investments and cash to report, $2,184,000. So, Mr. Chair, unless there are any detailed questions, I submit that as your report.
Thank you, David. Can we get a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. All right, Michael.
I'm going to pick up at 8C. David mentioned 8C, if you were just not following on the agenda. Yeah, we're right now, at the end of September for our fiscal year, we have about $2.1 million in the bank, which is dramatically ahead of where we thought we'd be. A couple of reasons for that, of course, as David mentioned, we have lost money during the year as planned, but substantially less than we anticipated. If you recall, with the North Florida Innovation Labs, we had budgeted $750,000 of revenue for the fiscal year just ended. We had about $900. So that's a kind of a big miss, if you will. The overwhelming majority of that revenue was related to grants and sponsorships. The good news is we didn't spend $900,000 of expenses associated with the lab for a couple of reasons. The main one was we didn't get the lab until April, and we didn't staff up with all the people that we had contemplated. So remember, those were all, we go back to the assumptions we walked through about a year ago about a budget. It contemplated us taking over the lab January 1, staffing up, getting a bunch of grants. None of that happened. Obviously, we've entered into some new kinds of agreements with folks since that original assumptions and that budget was prepared. But we, to the tune of really, we were $700,000 behind on a top line, if you will. So in spite of that, we still generated much smaller losses than anticipated.
So the grants, is that, the reason that we didn't pursue that, is it because we clearly understood the plan being to distribute assets?
Yes, and by the time we were started in that window of prior, we recognized, we started the exercise, interviewed some folks to hire staff, the grants and, it was grants and sponsorships, right? And so the idea was to go out and get those, but we realized that that was not going to be really a practical solution to the challenges we were facing. And we engaged, remember, December 8th was when we executed that MOU with Florida State, so that kind of cast the die, if you will, for the rest of the fiscal period.
Okay.
And we're still operating, and we were working on that, obviously, for 60 days prior, but the budget had been finalized in late September and an October meeting before that was actually happening. If I can direct everyone to page 19 of your materials, I was going to quickly run through the budgets for both the NFIL, the lab, and the RDA. Let me know if you don't have it or you don't see it, but I just quickly, if you recall last year, I really talked about assumptions, and so that's the same way I do it this year. And just we'll start with the lab. The assumption is that the transfer of the lab will be completed by the end of this calendar year. At present moment, I expect that is a bit aggressive, but that is the foundation, if you will, for the documents in front of you and for the budget that was prepared. FSU, during this time, and currently, is managing operations, member vetting, programming, all of the things associated with the members of the lab. They've hired people, the lab manager, programming manager, marketing people on their payroll to operate that. That was under the MOU we signed several months ago with FSU. This does not contemplate the build to scale transferred in that window. That may still happen. That's a process we've got to go through with the Economic Development Authority. And it also, if you recall, our first interest payment is scheduled for June 2025, which is a couple hundred, $225,000 or so right now. I'm anticipating that the lab will be transferred prior to that, and that payment won't get made. I'm just trying to outline the assumptions, right? Our main responsibilities for the lab are insurance, janitorial, landscaping, utilities, and utilities, just for everyone's knowledge, is $25,000 to $30,000 a month. Obviously, the more people we put in this building, the more that number is going to go up along with janitorial. The impact, if you look at the bottom of the page, for 3 months, our operating of the lab, we're going to consume about $193,000. That's about $50,000 a month in operating costs. Yeah, that's $150,000, and then another $50,000 that we committed to. If you recall, we talked about doing something with the floors so that they would be safer for any kind of chemicals or biohazards. Now, it turns out that number is going to be much higher than $50,000. I think it's more like $250,000 now. Mm-hmm. But I've represented FSU that we have $50,000 that we set aside from our construction budget to do that. So that's what we could contribute as an organization to that effort. Any questions on that? There's some detail behind it that you can just see how the breakdown is, and it's utilities, services, property admin, and insurance are the big drivers. No payroll whatsoever associated with operating the lab on our part. Any questions on the lab elements of that? If you turn to page 21, this goes through the RDA's budget. As David mentioned, we have transferred all of the revenue-generating properties, so to speak, as of September 15th. So our revenues for the coming fiscal year are going to be about $100,000 from CAM. And so my assumptions are that we'll do CAM billing for the whole year. It's possible we get done with that stuff sooner in the transactions, but again, I'm making these assumptions. We will maintain insurance for general liability, CAM, directors and officers. This budget assumes we will retain our existing payroll through the fiscal year. And that the way we're going to fund that is we're going to use our reserves. We do have $2.1 million today. I have $88,000 in our operating and checking account. So I will now have, for the first time, have to start pulling money from our investment accounts, which we haven't done. And anyway, the layout of the budget, you can see it's, we got a little bit of interest income. We've got the common area maintenance. The big expense and is related to the storm still. We are still trying to figure out a resolution in terms of insurance on the ponds and the existing buildings. I think we're pretty close on the buildings with the insurance carriers. We've gotten $100,000 so far. We think there's another $20,000 coming to get the things, which we're probably going to turn that over to FSU and FAMU respectively so they can make the repairs. I've confirmed with the insurance companies that that's not a problem. The pond is a biggie. We're waiting to work with FEMA. FEMA's been out here a number of times. We don't know what they're going to give us. The pond has work to be done, and so you'll see here I've got a $175,000 imbalance in terms of what we're going to get versus what it's going to cost. That I don't know the answer. I've probably hedged my bets and been conservative there, but that's just the way I'm just trying to. I'd rather disappoint you because I was too conservative. So And that shows you that we're going to consume at the RDA level $737,000 this year. Tack that on to the 193 I talked about at the lab. It's 900 grand between the two of us, how much cash. So that would put us down close to $1 million September 30, 2025. Now, every month the lab goes without transfer is about a $40,000 pill, $35,000 to $40,000 pill. So we go 3 extra months, there went a quick $120,000. So the urgency to do all of those things is not lost on this, on everybody. Any questions on that? I know I ran through that relatively quickly. The budget committee approved it, the executive committee approved it, and I think ultimately we need the board to approve that budget.
Can I get somebody to move that?
As your budget chair, I will move that we approve the budget for the coming year.
That second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Michael, you want to go
into the lab? The punch list, as you guys know, we've got, we have a handful of tenants, two or three tenants now in the build, members in the building. We are still working through some construction-related things. Frankly, we've got fume hood issues. We've had some electrical issues. Just the benefits of having people in the building is they tell us sometimes what's not working, right? And so we've still got warranties in place. We have struggled at times to get the contractor out and their representatives to do things. Mm-hmm. The downside of having paid everybody is their motivation is somewhat tempered to get out here with the urgency that we would appreciate. We do have a big event coming next week with FSU that's doing in the building, and that has helped push Culpepper to get some folks, hopefully, some things happening. But a lot of minor things. We do have some leaks. We have some door issues, just random stuff in a 40,000-foot building you're going to have. As I mentioned, the floors are still an issue that we're going to work through with FSU. We can contribute that up to $50,000. There's been some electrical issues. There's been some plumbing. So, again, all of those things are happening, some of which were not in the scope, and so we're funding those. We have FF&E money with about $685,000 left of FF&E, if you recall, from the TCC grant we got through the state. And we're using that and prioritizing those projects with Florida State to what makes the most sense given what the tenants look like, members look like in the lab. And so that'll, as I mentioned, they've already hired lab manager programming. So they've got a real investment in staff now operating and working here, and their work here in the lab. They have office space. They vetted 5 different companies. 3 of them are here. 2 of them did not get approved to come in. So they're working through different folks, and they have a process, and they're bringing in talent from around the country to help in the vetting process.
What's the total capacity for companies?
You know, I think you could have up to 100 companies. Now, that's talking about virtual memberships and people that don't have their own space.
In terms of real space, how many companies can you accommodate who are going to take up actual space, typical amount of space?
A typical amount, I think you're probably talking 20, 25 companies that can have space. Remember, there's some that just have office. There's 30 labs. Some will take 2 labs. We're trying to limit it. You don't want anybody taking too much space. But some folks need a chem lab and a dry lab, and sure. And what we've done, I know Bill worked with FSU a little bit, and they figured out maybe that we'll take more shared space. We didn't really contemplate a lot of shared lab space at day one, but now there's going to be multiple places where people can take advantage, in particular of the chem hoods.
And people are bringing their own equipment?
Some are, yep. And then some of the FF&E budget we have with FSU we've talked about is strategically, for certain tenants, they may decide, let's spend some money on a piece of equipment that would be appealing to help recruit a certain type of member.
At what point would we expect to be half occupied?
I don't know the answer. I think FSU would like to do it as quickly as they can with the right kind of tenants. They are going to have a different urgency. You know, if you go back a year, we were almost willing to take almost anybody just because we needed the rental revenue. They're on a slower pace, frankly, because they want to be more disciplined for the right kind of tenants and, frankly, the right kind of mix. Now, they don't want all the same kind of tenants in the same kind of industry or scientific research. They want an actual mix of tenants. They've got that art grant, so that broadens a little bit of the type of member they'll have here in this lab. And they'll have some folks that don't need laboratory space, so to speak. They may just have office space, but they still, because of what they bring to the party, may be an attractive member in this facility. Again, because we want it to be complementary of the different kind of folks that are here in the building. So I think that's the update. As far as the EDA is concerned, we have notified, I've had conversations with all of the EDA reps in terms of the lab and what's coming, in terms of FSU, as well as the build to scale. What we anticipate. Obviously, build to scale is somewhat contingent on the lab. When we figure out a couple of details around the lab, we can then chase it with the build to scale if there's an opportunity to transfer that. FSU's first choice would be to transfer that grant. We don't really know if that's doable, but that's the path they would at least like to try. I'm not even in a position, frankly, to ask that question yet. But the EDA folks have been very positive, and they said, tell me specifically what you want us to do or what you're asking us to approve. And I'm working through FSU and have pestered a lot of folks up and down that organization to get the specific request. I just don't have it yet. So EDA hasn't pushed back yet because I haven't given a specific request. But they said, tell me what you're looking for. So they're ready for that proposal. And that was it that I had on the lab. Is there any questions on that before I go to just the RDA? Kind of an update. Everybody knows, September 15th, we transferred Johnson, Morgan, Phipps, Collins, and Knight. Those are all, you know, there's obviously a lot of flux on that, making contacts, figuring out who people have called us today, want to know who they write their rent checks to at FSU or FAMU, respectively. So we're coordinating that. TALCOR has been very involved in helping coordinate and minimize the disruption, not only just to the tenants, but to the new principals and owner-operators of the building. The next step says we're going to start on the Danfoss and Avalanche transfers of those ground leases underneath. That has a longer tail on it. We'll have to go through the cabinet for the state of Florida. We've got some calls with the DEP and FSU today to try and make sure everybody understands that process so we can get the that rolling. The package to be submitted to the DEP is prepared and complete. It's just a matter of, but once I push it over there, that starts a process. So we want to talk through that process one more time just so everybody has the right expectations. Next steps after that, obviously, we're talking about the end of the lab building, ponds and roads. That will be what's left. So we'll the ponds and roads we anticipate being last. There are some declarant rights. There's the CAM. There's a couple of pieces that go along with that. That would be the last thing that would introduce ponds and roads. Now I've got potentially the city involved because of the roads, DEP involved again because of the ponds. So, but that's the sequence of events as we currently anticipate them. Any question on any of that? I mentioned already the park cleanup and insurance status. Looks better. The FSU's done a ton of work out here, frankly, just cleaning up. We're still, the pond needs a lot of help. The path got super wide when the trucks went in to clean things up. We've got to bring it back into compliance. There's some stuff, obviously, that went into the pond. So all of that, FEMA's been very helpful. And very, sounds like, maybe I'm naive, very possible, it just sounds like they're ready to run here, write checks. That I keep hoping for that to happen with the insurance company. FEMA, it hasn't happened yet. That's the vibe they give off. But FEMA certainly has given positive indication that there is some support available since it was declared an emergency. That's the last thing I have at the RDA level, other than we do have an open board of governor's seat, which the county recently reached out to us about if we have any objection to them advertising that spot, which I don't believe we do, but I wanted to make everybody here aware, if you identify candidates that might make sense, let's get them to Peggy so we can get those to the county and submit those meetings on a certain frequency where they'll review that. But we do have one open seat.
What's the kind of person that would be most helpful at this point?
That's a great question, Ann. I'm not a glutton for punishment.
I knew something like that was coming.
Somebody that's interested. I mean, obviously, this is not, you know, there's a potential no long-term obligation
I
here, right? So
yeah.
It's just somebody who wants to engage. And we don't have a specific role that we're looking for other than someone being interested.
Okay.
Well,
would say it is somebody that it would be really profitable to get involved for the future for. You know, just somebody who is interested in this kind of stuff who hasn't had any, and I'll start trying to think of who that might be.
Yeah, and be interested enough. The challenge, frankly, when you get somebody interested, you could be talking to an FSU person, you could talk to certain people that would all be maybe not even allowed for a variety of reasons because of potential conflicts.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Any questions on any of that? Okay. Last thing I have is there's a new thing that should have been, I think it was included in your package, or maybe you got an email.
That's page 23.
23. There is a new requirement for all special districts that requires, and I'm going to read it to you guys verbatim, and it's the last thing on your agenda, 11. It's effectively October 1st, 2024, every special district must establish goals and objectives for every program and activity undertaken by the district, as well as a performance measure and standards to determine if the district's goals and objectives are being achieved. And by December 1 of that year, each year after that, each special district must publish an annual report on the district's website, and it must describe the goals and objectives achieved by the district, the performance measures and the standards used to make this determination, and any goals or objectives that the district failed to achieve. This is a brand new requirement, so we'll have to post some goals on our website, and then we'll have to report on how we're doing against those goals. I took the liberty on page 23 of your packet of creating a couple of those goals. I don't know if we had these at the exec meeting. We may not have. Again, this is a relatively new thing. So in front of you, you'll have those goals. Basically, what we came up with was work with the DEP, FAMU, FSU, EDA, and City of Tallahassee to coordinate and transfer the real estate assets inside the park as planned by the end of the fiscal year. That was goal number 1. 2, determine the highest and best use for Eisenhower's site and implement that plan. Goal number 3 was work with the EDA to modify and or transfer the appropriate grants to FSU to maximize the economic development and ROI on the lab building. Those are Michael Kramer special. So anybody can modify, delete, or add, but we do have an obligation. The language in the obligations is somewhat confusing in terms of the timing, but Peggy and I have read it that by December we have to have these posted. So it doesn't necessarily need to be approved today. It would be simpler if it were, but if there's people want to discuss, talk about, modify, submit, I think that's an open issue.
Yeah, if we could entertain a motion to approve those, and we can modify them if we need to.
Yeah, I don't think you have to. That's right. You could always add.
Mr. Chair, I would move to approve as written by Mr. Kramer.
Can we get a second? Perfect. Eric, thank you. All in favor?
Speaking of,
go ahead.
Address this.
Yep.
I'm going to oppose this because I think that we should do it a little bit more thoughtful. You know, I've been talking about a strategic planning process. If this is the closest thing we're going to come to it, by letting Michael come up with 3 goals, and we don't even discuss them as a board and approve them, that's not a substitute for a strategic planning process. We're talking about within the next year or so, having already passed all of our legacy buildings over to FSU and FAMU, we basically are down to ponds and roads, which are not income-generating devices.
I'm going to go over a little bit of that in my report.
Okay.
That might make you feel a little better.
Well, okay. I don't think you're going to find revenue generating coming out of there.
No, unlikely. No.
But anyway, my point is that we are basically out of money except for $2.1 million. The projection is to spend $1.1 million over the next year until at least middle of next year. And then the year after that, we are drained. Now, we need to have some kind of plan. As a board, we have been charged by Leon County to focus on research and development. And this is what the authority is for. We're not focusing on either one of them.
We have a motion and a second. Can we table it until after my report and see where we are?
Let me make it a suggestion. Maybe we could add a 4th item here. It simply says engage in some form of strategic planning benefiting LCRDA in the next year.
Well, the only thing about that, Eric, next year was at the June meeting. Kevin himself, when I raised this issue, said that he wanted to defer it until Tom came in as chair. And he knew that Tom would immediately pick up that because we've got a new leadership team in place. Now, I'm kind of going back on what I was told at the June meeting. And I just think that putting it off another year, we've only got a year, is not the right approach.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just simply, this seems as if we're dropped on this just out of the blue.
Right.
And we need to react by December, and this is a last meeting until then, I think. So if we put on there a 4th item addressing your point, I don't care what the language is, that would be taken up. We can't probably do it today, but
we do have a December 5th meeting, by the way.
Okay, so just having it on there for the sake of addressing Ray's concern, but also having it on record for whoever gets this stuff would be all I'm suggesting.
Would you accept that amendment? Or?
In the spirit of trying to move this forward, I understand everybody.
And you can put your own timeline on it. The goals, you know, the report wants it to say, what are you going to do by the end of the year? Our internal team could figure that out. You could figure that out sooner if you wanted. But I think that the idea that that's a very reasonable thing that need to determine the long-term vision for the organization.
Right.
That's it. That doesn't make these other goals less important. We need to do those too.
Yeah.
But the board does have a duty to maintain and be responsible for the vision of the future of what this organization is supposed to do. That's our goal all the time, arguably.
Yeah. It seems like you could say do that as soon as possible as well, in whatever goal would be.
I think that there's a couple pieces here that are important. One is getting this approved and having it posted on our website. That's a compliance issue. That should happen. The three things that are listed here arguably are the most obvious goals that we have. Doesn't mean it's all the goals that we need, but they're very obvious goals that need to be addressed. To your point of strategic planning, and Eric, to your friendly amendment, I think that makes complete sense. Add that in, because that also is a critically important goal. We need to figure out the direction. So in order to figure out the direction, we need to do the strategic planning process. I think that that needs to be listed as goal number four, and then I would say that that would be a great place to start, so that we are compliant, that we're appropriate looking forward, and we're acknowledging the three most critically important elements.
Well, I'll accept that if I can at least put a couple of caveats on it that don't have to be in the plan itself. And that would be that I would suggest that here we are, our second meeting, that we're going to be out of here in 45 minutes. Now, there's no reason that we can't go into a committee of the whole and spend an entire two-hour session talking about where this organization ought to be going and trying to develop plans. We could do that in the next hour and a half, but I don't think we're probably ready for that. But it just strikes me is that, you know, we've had time to do this. And you do have one lone voice out there trying to remind people that I think this organization is going to terminate at some point. Let's see if we can get some order to that. And as I've said before, you know, go out of business and declare victory. I mean, I think that we can do that. I think we've got enough successes. We have taken care of 8 acres from the county that was provided to us almost 50 years ago. And it took us right up until the last, you know, few weeks to get rid of the last 20 or 25 undeveloped acres. That's successful. Mm-hmm. We have concluded that part of our charge from the county. Mm-hmm. And I think we ought to, you know, I just don't want to see this organization sit around and expend money that is not doing anything useful and worthwhile.
And I don't think anyone
right.
would
I'm
disagree
sure that's
with
right,
that.
Tom. I know it is.
Yeah.
But we got to focus on it, or else we're going to do that. Here we are talking about how long have we got the office space in here? 2027. Well, if we're around by 2027, I'll be damned if I know what we're going to be doing for about the next 2 years. So, I mean, I just think that we kind of slip into those kind of decisions by looking that far down the road.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to do is to suggest that this ought to be a decision the whole board makes. It shouldn't be a small committee set aside as the executive committee that they come up with the plan and bring it up to the board. And I think this is something that all these members here who've been appointed by the commission really have a responsibility. And it's on us. It's not on just two or three people. We all look at this and think about it and invest a little time and thought in it. And that's what I'm worried about. We're just getting away from that. So anyway, I'll keep quiet.
So I just want to speak to what I think is fortunately turned out to be pretty decent timing. And I'm with you, Ray. But I think until we are far enough down the road with the first three items that we're not just feeling like it's hair on fire all the time. And elections have occurred. It will be good when that has happened. And then we kind of put it all on the table and have a real strategic planning meeting. And I think you're absolutely right. And it could be as part of this meeting, but it would be a much more fulsome inquiry, a lot less formal, if you will, a lot of discussion. And I think the timing on that actually is good, but you're right. It needs to happen. We need to know it's going to happen. And I guess that it will happen in 25. Does anybody think that's not doable to do it in 25? I think it's doable.
I mean, the bottom line is and I was going to do this in my report, but.
Oh, sorry.
We're gonna end the first quarter of 25, the first calendar quarter of 25, with Ponds and Roads, some cash, Eisenhower, and that Build a Scale grant. I mean, those are our assets. That's it.
That's our hope.
That's our hope.
Right. That's
could
our hope.
Could be less
timing.
Than that.
Right.
Could hopefully not
could
more than
that.
Could
shift a little bit either way. But those processes are all in the work, really, with the exception of Build a Scale right now in Eisenhower.
So at that point, Michael and his team has done work to get us there, and I think we really do need to start focusing on what happens to LCRDA. And there's a number of ways to do it. Meeting in Sunshine with a whole board is probably the most expeditious way to do it. We could assign some members of our group, plus the county and the city, the folks that have a stake in the assets of LCRDA. But the bottom line is we don't have much after the first quarter of 25, and probably don't have much of a reason to exist after that point. But
okay, please, I don't want anybody to think that in any way. I don't have the highest regard for Kevin's leadership, for you and Kevin as the leadership team that have gotten us this far, from Michael and all the staff that put hours and hours of time into getting us where we are. I'm just saying that I'm frustrated that I've not been part of an organization, to be quite candid, that doesn't really have a strategic plan to look for, to move toward.
Well, and I kind of differ with you there. The strategic plan was for us to figure out a way to use these assets most favorably for LCRDA, and I think we have transferring
and for the community.
And the community, and for economic development, by transferring them to FSU and
let me add to that.
Get out of the box we were in.
Because both FAM and FSU are working diligently right now to appropriately deploy the assets that they've received in huge fashion. I mean, I know FAM can't wait to get fully ingrained and invested in Collins Building. And I know that FSU is working, and particularly through research and with Valerie and with Mike Campbell, reaching out, talking with private sector companies who would come in and take space inside of some of the buildings that they've now received. And this is the engine that we've needed to support, and it's working, as I see in the infancy, it's working really well. A question that I would have, and I think, Ray, this responds back to your intent, your desire, is there a way with a balance sheet with $2 million and a few other assets, is there a way for us to, I have not thought through this, and I apologize if it comes out sounding stupid, but is there a way for us to transfer those assets to a non-authority entity that we can be a part of outside of the Sunshine so that we can sit down more than once a month or once every other month and have a productive conversation where two board members can have, not board members at the time, but two invested
parties,
thank you, can have these conversations. We're on this 60-day limp along because of the way the authority model is structured under state statute. There's got to be a more. That was where this conversation started 3 years ago. So I don't know what that looks like, but
well, to me, that's an inherent part of do strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not for today.
Right.
It's not.
I accept that.
That could easily be part of.
It seems like it's obvious that there have been a number of things set in motion. They're just kind of, we're reaching the end. It's been a long time, probably a lot longer than people have expected. What Ray's talking about, it kind of bridges some of that. What happens next? And if these items are to be cleaned up, say, in the first quarter, I think the first quarter would be a good time to begin engaging what Ray's talking about and just seeing. In order to to start that process. It seems to me that since this is a county organization or county authority, we should get some, at least get some opinion from the county as to what they would like to see us do.
We're going to have to. I mean, that's a...
But they have, that anything that regards to changes or dissolution has to involve the county.
Well, yeah.
And again, I would just repeat, guys, selfishly, those goals, we can talk about them as the organizational goals, Frank. Those are my goals. Those three goals.
Right.
Okay? That's what I'm working on.
Right.
That's the things I'm focusing my attention and 100% of my efforts on, those goals. I don't think anything precludes anyone in this room. I'm not a board member. You guys are all welcome to spend time coming up with what do you think the plan or the things should be to do with the organization and the entity in and of itself. The options are wind it down or something else. I have heard nobody come up with the something else in all of these meetings for a year. So that's the job, right, for this organization at the board level, is to come up with what is that something else. And in the absence of it, I think Ray's concern is we'll just wither down.
And we can't do that.
That's right. My objectives with these goals, frankly, were that I want to make sure whatever happens, whatever we do with the county, if it is in fact dissolution, it is not a homework assignment for the county to deal with Eisenhower or build to scale or the ponds. We should responsibly handle all of those tasks so that it doesn't, we don't forfeit any optionality, but I don't want it to be baggage that we throw on to some subsequent party or principal in this thing.
Yeah, that, yeah,
apologize. That's not really
no,
in
you're
scope for
absolutely
me.
Absolutely correct.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm thinking, obviously we get to a point, these things are done and it's looking forward. Does the county have any useful purpose for this organization beyond what was just completed? If the answer is yes, well, what are they? We can talk about it. If the answer is no, then dissolution is the obvious choice. But at least, rather than us being, obviously, input is fine, but for the burden to come up with some creative idea, not knowing what the need really might be, it kind of pointless, it seems to me. And so if the county wants to comment, fine. If not, that's fine too. And then we just move on. But as far as what Ray's talking about, I think we should be able to begin that in the early part of next year.
Michael, do you know, with your interactions with the county, who would be an appropriate person to talk to about the authority in the county?
We have one of them on our board.
Yeah.
I would talk to Vince. They're well, I mean, I have kept, obviously Rick knows that everything's going on. I have kept Vince well apprised of everything that's happening with our organization. Truth be told, I don't know that it's their job to come up with a strategic mission for this organization. That's why it has an independent board. You know?
I think there's an opportunity for some collaboration from the county. There may, as far as Eric's point goes, I mean, do we sunset or do we, I wouldn't want to close all the doors prematurely, right? There may be some type of way to have the LCRDA coexist in tandem with the Office of Economic Vitality in some way. That's a discussion worth having.
Yeah.
It may not come to fruition for anything that's substantive, but I think that's a discussion worth having.
Yeah.
What you've raised, Ray, I think you've raised it many times before, and I agree with you that we need to have that discussion. And I think the timing for early 2025 is a good working time frame for us. But I do think that it's worth having a discussion with the county, Vince, OEV, to talk about what opportunities might be there.
And that probably would benefit the model of having some sort of committee where we don't have all those things in sunshine. That's the hard part. Getting all those players in a room and notifying. And so, I mean, I think we've got to have come up with a couple of folks that, I mean, Michael and one board member, and set up those meetings and start those discussions.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to suggest that we have a meeting in January, 2-hour special call board meeting. That would be just a pie in the sky. People put suggestions on the table. That would not be a meeting in which we're trying to end up with a, this is where we've got to go. I would include that meeting a representative of the city. Maybe it's the mayor, maybe it's his designation. I would suggest a representative from the county, maybe it's our commissioner, but maybe it's Vince as well, maybe it's somebody from their planning department. I would include EOV. There's probably a couple of others that we could throw in there. I'd like to get as many thoughts just on the table at that meeting. Not that we're trying to come and write a plan at that meeting, but that we're getting everything on the table so that people can begin to sift in their mind, well, that sounds good, maybe we ought to apply a little bit of attention to that one, and then have a future strategic planning committee that we wash out the ones that were good ideas at that meeting and forget the others. So that's a suggestion for
you could do that in the December board meeting. Yeah. I mean, these are open meetings, so everybody can come. Anybody representative from the county, OEV, and we've had OEV come, and people
I want them participating.
Right, fair enough.
But I still think you got to do some pre-work with them. I mean, that's why I still think the first, and you know, I'm open to any kind of suggestion, but I still think we've got to have a couple of folks that meet with these people and talk to them and tell them what's coming and how the situation. I mean, here are the four assets that we have, five assets. They're going to tick away over the next.
Is that not yours and Michael's role to do that?
Absolutely.
We can do it that way, but.
I don't mind doing it. I mean, again, I've made all these constituents that you mentioned, they're well aware of this. And then, frankly, for lack of a better term, nobody seems to care.
That's my.
Okay, that's just the reality. And I haven't heard anybody here come up with something really other than dissolve. And that's okay. I'm not judging that response, but I think it's not a listening exercise. And I'm afraid that everybody's hoping to come to an exercise where someone else is going to have these ideas, whether it's the county, whether it's I don't know who. And I think the job would be to come up, somebody, those list of ideas probably should come from this group, right?
So I think for me, that's probably what Ray has been trying to get us to get to before now. That at least that's what I got out of what he's been saying. And so I think y'all could have to go have those meetings, right? Because you have to deal with the sunshine issue. So Tom, if you and Mike go and have those meetings, that's fine. But I think at some point, if others don't care, right, then we got to say within the scope of how LCRDA was formed, what is left to still carve out when you're not talking about assets, right? And so when you pull that out, then what else is left? Because there are things that are, well, yes and no, right? Because there are things that could be done to commissioner's point around, you know, do we collaborate with OEB or what else are those other things? And I think we have never really taken the time to figure out what those things are. So I'm hearing now that we're saying we're going to do it in January, but I think Ray's point has been he's been trying to get us to do that for the last year or so. And now we're at a point of doing it when we are maybe not in a frame of mind to really think creatively or out the box what could happen, because now we almost feel like we're backed up against the wall with, you know, what has to happen. So I don't know. I just feel like that there are some conversations that could be had. I think there's nothing around what urgency from others, then I think to your point, Mike, like we have to sit down and say what that's going to be. And it's going to take a meeting similar to what they just talked about to do that. Do we wait till January? I don't know. Do we try to do that as the December meeting, or do we have a special call meeting before December, before January? I think those are, to me, the things that we need to talk about, because it's like the can keeps getting kicked down the road, but the road is like we about to hit that brick wall. Like
that's like a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Where can's got to stop.
Yeah.
I just want to speak in support of the idea that we have our own meeting first. And I don't want to be conspiratorial about it, but elected officials have a lot of pressure on them. And there's only so much, you know, we're supposed to be something slightly different. We may not really be, but I think it would be great to have a chance to figure that out.
Let's do it in December.
Yeah.
Let's not have.
We won't have anything else to talk about.
Let's put treasurer on consent. We know where we're going to be. Let's put all that stuff on consent.
You guys have learned, I can get through the meeting relatively quickly and get us to whatever you want to discuss. So if you want it to be 26 minutes in December, I'll find a way, and then we can have a meeting that covers the rest of this stuff. Whatever time you need, I can make sure you have it.
15, and you got a deal. But I want to back up a little bit. You know, we were backed up against the wall before we had FSU and FAMU come into this deal. Mm-hmm. And there, if we did all that stuff prematurely, there's a lot of work that goes, Michael, how much work's associated with transferring stuff?
More than anything. It should be simple.
Dealing with FSU, you got to have staff to do that. And it's time now, and it wasn't time before. It is time now. And so we got to put our heads down and do that now. But
and when we have that discussion, and I think December would work well, I mean, it's I think we need to broaden our scope to not just decide whether or not the authority is sustained or not, but what maybe one option is to sunset the authority, but then have the mission of what the authority represents evolve into something else.
Yeah.
Maybe in tandem with OAV, maybe in some other mechanism with the chambers or whatever. But I think that's a worthy discussion to have. And maybe even before we discuss that here, we reach out to some of those community leaders to talk with them about other ideas. They may come up with things that we haven't thought about yet, of ways where we can take the mission and the spirit of what we have here so that it survives in another form.
Supply something that does not now exist. And we're supposed to be the community members who have some idea of what's missing out there, you know?
And so
50 years ago, this didn't exist. The city and the county, I guess perhaps the state, had to put some money in for us to start the park, to build the first few buildings, and that was their commitment to this organization. Now maybe it's time for the city and county to put some money in for us to change from research to now focus on development. This is the only town I've ever lived in where there was not an industrial park. I'd love the city and the county to say, guys, we're going to fund you now to start working on building us an industrial park. You did a great job on building a research program. Now let's get into the next phase and build something that we still lack and don't have in this community. So I'd say we can change our focus. It'll take the city and county to put in some money. They did that to build this property. We didn't just come out here and find the dollars laid on the ground to build all those buildings that we see around here. Somebody had to front that. I know we had some bonds, but at any rate, I'd like to see us change and go into industrial development.
Well, I think that's a conversation today we'd have
December.
At the next table.
That's a great example.
And we're talking December at the board meeting.
At the board meeting. All right, so let's back up. We got with the amendment number 4 of a strategic meeting on December 5th, we've got to approve this goals and objectives.
Is that the language? What should the language be? You got a good read on that language, Peggy? Because I do not. We've said a lot in the last 26 minutes.
The consensus sort of was engage in a strategic planning process to benefit the Leon County Research and Development Authority and determine the long-term vision for the organization.
Is that acceptable?
Could we add something in terms of benefit the organization and how it can best serve the community?
Yeah.
I think that's a better, broader.
Perfect.
Good. Sounds good.
As the maker of the motion, I'll accept that as a friendly amendment.
And you second it, I think?
Second.
Yeah, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank y'all.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask that those be published to us on the computers?
So you're going to email of the
email
goals?
The
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll send it out. Yeah, this is a new rule with the state, as I mentioned, so my hunch is compliance is going to be all over the place. They can come back and say these are unacceptable. I want to be really clear. They can come back to us. I don't know who they is, frankly.
We'll be way ahead of the.
But I think we're just the fact that we're complying and getting something up. We'll at least get some feedback if anyone, in fact, looks at them, which also makes
the oversight of this.
is it FA, what's it, Florida Association of...
Special Districts.
Yeah, Special Districts or something. And there's also a bunch of training, but because we're a dependent special district, we don't have to do the training.
There's no DCA anymore.
Right, who knows? I'm just trying to comply.
I don't know who would knock us down, but somebody, I guess, out there would be willing to.
There's some police force for this, I'm sure.
All right, well, thank y'all. Kind of went over most of what I was going to discuss in the chair's report with what we've decided for December 5th. But also, I want to really applaud Kevin for the heavy, heavy lifting that he's done over the last 3 years, I guess. And I don't think anybody understands all that went on with transferring this stuff, getting this thing built, working with the EDA, working with a contractor, working with an architect, and the heavy, heavy lift that he's done. And I just appreciate it. And
I appreciate you.
And it's it doesn't go unnoticed.
That's why we let him eat that dessert first.
You're incredibly gracious, and I think that I appreciate the support of the entire board, and with what the board has done would have been that have been a non-starter without the staff. I mean, you guys have rallied around this. You've been supportive, and in the face of the adversity of substantial change, have handled it with a lot of grace. And Michael, in particular, your leadership in this, you were the exact right guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had a great
no one else is available.
a great opportunity.
Hey, wait, this wasn't a Michael thing. This was a Kevin thing.
But I appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Any other business?
Did we vote on motion?
Yes.
Yep. We did. Okay.
Yeah. Any other business? Motion to adjourn?
I've got a couple of quick things, if you don't mind. I can't remember if I gave you an update at the last LCRDA meeting or not, but if you remember the blueprint project for the airport gateway, earlier this year there was discussion with the blueprint members to reduce the scope of that gateway, eliminating segment D of that gateway plan, which would have removed that that upgraded entrance into Innovation Park. Well, that discussion of reducing the scope has resolved itself, and the airport gateway in its original form is still moving forward. So therefore, we're going to have that entrance Innovation Park that we've been hoping for.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that discussion is now concluded. The airport gateway is funded at the level at the original scope, so we're in good shape on that. That's number one. Number two is I'm thinking a couple steps ahead. We don't need to take any action on this now, but as we start to have that strategic discussion, we may want to think about what we want to do in terms of a public relations effort on the closure of the authority or the transfer of everything to FSU and FAMU. We've talked about that here, about how this is a big success. I think it might be helpful to just maybe identify someone that is going to be taking care of that messaging strategy and the story of Innovation Park and the LCRDA and how that relates. It's kind of complicated, It's evolved over many years, and I don't know of a way where I can explain it during an elevator ride, right? But I think we need to, as we talk about the strategic plan and what we're going to be, having someone help us craft that message to the public, I think, would be very helpful. We've got a lot to be proud of here. This is a great story, a big success. I think it'd be helpful for us to, whether it's an outside firm on an ad hoc basis that helps us, or just someone we identify either at the county or city or somewhere else. Having that message be crafted that we can review and agree upon and then release, I think is going to be very important.
Who's the county's public relations person?
He's really good. His name is Matt Cavell.
Okay, yeah.
But the city has someone comparable, and they're all very good. So we could reach out to them as the time comes. We don't have to take any action now, but I just want to kind of put to plant that seed, because I think getting the story right and making sure we can crow about everything that's taken place here, I think is going to be very important. Mm-hmm. So that's just enough suggestion. Just a point to raise.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any more business? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.